used hard drives as treasure for scavengers of sensitive data. This is Future Tense from American Public Media. I'm John Gordon. A study conducted by computer forensics firm Kessler International found 4 in 10 used hard drives for sale on eBay contain sensitive information. Kessler examined hard drives it purchased on the auction site and found secret corporate information like financial reports, a secret recipe, names, addresses, social security numbers, and even the downloads of one guy with a serious foot fetish, company president Michael Kessler.
We randomly selected hard drives on eBay, looking for price and making sure when we purchased the hard drives that they clearly did not indicate one way or the other whether they were wiped of their information or whether they still contained information. We didn't want to go into a situation where the study that we did was skewed by purchasing hard drives that were clearly indicating to be wiped. So we stayed away from that. What we aimed for was people selling used hard drives. Sometimes we bought them in lots, 5, 6, 8 drives in a lot. We bid on it, happened to win the bid, and got the drives and examined them.
So what kind of sensitive or personal data did you find?
We found emails. We found personal information such as people's names, addresses, people's photographs, their address books. We found spreadsheets involving finances of companies, and we found Word documents involving the operation of companies.
So the risk is probably accidental discovery of data that owners should have gotten rid of, right? There's probably not some sort of systematic criminal network buying up used equipment just to search for data.
We don't know that. If I was a bad guy and I wanted to gather information, I would be putting in bids across eBay and buying up all of these used hard drives as cheaply as I can buy them, because all I need is one hard drive in order to score the big time. If I have one hard drive that contains credit card information, social security numbers, or people's names and addresses, I am capable then of going out and committing a sophisticated white-collar crime.
So what's the best way for consumers and businesses to make sure their drives are reasonably erased before they get rid of their old equipment?
Well, my suggestion has always been a sledgehammer. Once you smash the hard drive, it's almost impossible. It's not totally impossible, but it's almost impossible to get it back up and running again if you crack the disk inside.
So just smash the thing to bits, basically. That's also fun.
Well, it certainly take out your frustration.
That's Michael Kessler with Kessler International, a computer forensics firm that conducted its study over a 6-month period. It bought about 100 drives from eBay. And now some reading recommendations for you. Gizmodo has a digital photography post explaining why cameras with more megapixels aren't always better. While on Mashable, you can peruse a list of 30 websites to visit if you've been laid off. You can find links to these stories on futuretense.publicradio.org. I'm John Gordon.